brothers and sisters. It is a great honor and privilege and joy to be here with you. Last night, I had a chance to talk to my uncle, my father's first cousin.
那昨天晚上我有机会跟我的叔叔是我爸爸的那个表兄跟他聊一聊。
He is my closest relative who lives in China.
他是我在中国国内关系最亲密的一个亲戚。
The reason why I called him on WeChat is because I got something in the mail from him.
我用那个微信给他打电话，是因为我收到他给我寄的一封信。
It was a history of our family up to my great-grandfather's time.
那么他给我寄的这个东西是我们的家谱，就是直到我的曾祖父那一辈。
And for the first time, I got to see a picture of my great-grandfather who was born in 1884.
那我第一次看到我的曾祖父的照片，我的曾祖父是在1884年出生的。
And I will need some of your help to help me read that in Chinese and then translate into English.
那么因为寄给我的东西都是中文的，所以可能我需要弟兄姐妹给我一些帮助，帮我翻译，这样我才能看明白。Probably
Jason will help me the most.
那么可能Jason会给我比较多的翻译的帮助。
Since I see him during the week in church office.
因为我在那个周间的时候，在教会办公室经常会碰到Jason。
But whenever I am in a Mandarin service like this, I feel very warm and blessed.
那每一次我来到我们那个国语的聚会的时候，我就觉得非常的蒙祝福和保守。Because
even though I may not speak fluent Mandarin, but Jesus is our Lord and Savior.
因为即使我不能讲很流利的中文，但是耶稣基督他是我们的救主。And
we can relate to one another because we have the common God that we worship.
他是我们的主和我们的救主，所以我们。
So today's passage could be very difficult to understand, but it's actually very simple.
那今天我们读的这段经文，可能刚开始看的时候会觉得比较难理解，但其实是很简单的一个信息。The
main point of this passage is this: as Christians and disciples of Jesus Christ, we are to be very careful not to offend children. Nor younger Christians.
那就是我们作为基督徒的话，我们要特别的注意，就是不要去让我们的孩童或者年轻的基督徒去得罪他们，或者让他们跌倒。Instead,
we are called to possess the love of God and the peace of Christ in our relationships among fellow Christians.
反而我们是被呼召要把。 神的爱和耶稣基督的这种平安，要在我们基督徒的弟兄姐妹中间。You
see, it is. I've been a Christian for 22 years now.
我已经做基督徒22年。Some
of you have been believers for much longer. Some of you are new Christians.
我们当中有一些信主的时间比我更长，有一些可能信主的时间还相对比较短一些。
Some of us who have families, we have young children. Some of us have teenagers. Some of us have grown up children.
那我们当中有一些人可能是有家庭的，有孩子的。我们有些可能孩子还比较小，有些孩子已经是十几岁，或者有一些孩子已经成年。But
as older Christians or as older people, as mature Christians, sometimes we can easily offend younger ones. Or those who are younger Christians.
那我们作为我们这些信主时间比较长的，或者说相对比较成熟的基督徒，有时候我们在不经意间就会去让那些年轻的基督徒让他们跌倒。
We may think that they're immature, they don't have life experience, And because of that, we might look down upon them.
有时候我们会觉得他们不够成熟，或者不够有人生的经历，所以我们会低看他们。
And when we do that, in verse 45, Jesus says, if you cause someone to stumble, you will be very much, verse 42, whoever causes the downfall of one of these who believes in me. Here's the warning, and this is the beginning of this passage.
所以我们在这段经文里面看到四十二节说，凡是这信我的一个小子跌倒的，那么这个是这里面就讲到如果我们让别人跌倒的一个情况。
And then the rest of the passage goes into a warning or into this hyperbole, Jesus purposely overstating a few things to make his point.
然后我们今天读的整个这一段经文就是讲如果我们让别人跌倒会有什么情况，而且这里面耶稣他是用可能特别的强调或者就是过分的描述的一些事例来形容
So that's why our title is Lessons on Relating to Other Christians.
所以我的今天的讲到的题目是基督徒之间相处的功课。
So before we focus on this passage, the context is that Jesus is with his disciples in the northern part of Israel where he spent most of his 3 years of ministry.
那首先我们看一下这一段经文的背景，当时是耶稣在那个以色列的北部。他的三年的这个在世上的施工基本上都是在围绕这一片的地方。
He's in the city of Capernaum in a house, and his disciples are having an argument among themselves.
当时他们是在加百农这样一个地方，然后他们的门徒正在彼此争论。
They were arguing on the road to Capernaum, saying, "Who will be the greatest in the coming kingdom that our Lord Jesus will establish?"
他们在争论，就是说这些门徒当中，将来谁会是最大的一位门徒
？In their mind, they were expecting an earthly, a civic kingdom that Jesus will establish.
因为在他们的这个思想当中，他们觉得耶稣将来是要在世上建立一个国度。
So when Jesus asked them, they were silent because he caught them in something that they shouldn't be arguing about.
然后当耶稣问他们在议论什么的时候，他们都不作声了，因为他们在议论的东西是他们不应该去议论。
And then in verse 35 of chapter 9, Jesus makes this statement of what it means to be great in God's kingdom.
然后在35节，耶稣就把这些门徒都叫过来，告诉他们在神的国度里面。什么样的人才是最大的
？And God's kingdom is God's reign and rule in our hearts first and foremost, instead of having a visible kingdom.
神的国它其实是在我们每一个人的心中掌权。那么这就是神的国度，而不是说我们在世上看到一个有形的国度。
Verse 35, Jesus sitting down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be." Last of all, and servant of all.
35节，耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说：若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
And then after he said this, Jesus called a little child to come into the room, and he continued to explain what it means.
然后在他讲了这些话以后，他就叫了一个小孩子过来，在他们中间。然后他继续的来解释刚才他讲的这句话是什么意思。
And basically Jesus said that the Father is looking for a heart and attitude that is like of a child, trusting, simple, and dependent upon an older one.
那么耶稣在后面就用这个小孩子来解释，就是神所期待的，就是我们每一个人像这个小孩子一样，去单单的去信靠他。
So now we move to this verse 42 and on, and Jesus continues with this.
那我们继续来看今天的经文，从四十二节开始。
And it's a warning to us that we are not to cause the downfall of one of these little ones who believe in me, for it would be better for him if a heavy millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
42节就讲到, 如果我们让, 信, 主的, 一个, 小子跌倒的话, 那倒不如, 把大磨石拴在这个人的颈项上, 扔在海里面。
What does it mean to cause to downfall or to cause to stumble?
那这里面说, 让信我的一个小子跌倒, 这里的跌倒是什么意思?
It literally means to set a bait as for an animal, baited animal trap.
那跌倒其实它的那个 字面的意思就是说 像一个诱饵一样 让一个, 像一个陷阱 让一个动物 陷在里面
It refers to offenses either given or taken, offenses in spiritual matters.
那其实就是我们去在 属灵的事情上去 得罪别人
Because he says to little ones, it's a metaphor in the New Testament to paint those who are younger Christians. Little children are young Christians.
他在这里面42节讲到说信我的一个小子，小子就是一个其实这里意思是指刚刚信主不久的年轻的基督徒。
So Jesus is warning them. Whoever causes the downfall of these little ones who belong to me, who believe in me, it's better for him to have the millstone hung and be drowned.
所以耶稣就警告他的那些或者提醒他的那些门徒说，如果我们让一些刚刚信主的年轻的基督徒跌倒的话，那倒不如把磨石拴在这个人的肩上，让他到扔到海里面去。
And then Jesus goes on and explains about the hand, the foot, and the eye, explaining in this Hebrew poetry synonyms of how serious it is not to offend younger Christians.
然后耶稣就接下来继续的来解释，我们要怎样的不去使年轻的基督徒跌倒。
Notice even in verse 43, it is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, the unquenchable fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
所以我们看到在43节、44节就讲到，倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来，你缺了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。
Now does Jesus really mean that if we offend other Christians, we should go and cut off our hand or foot or gouge the eye?
所以这里耶稣是真的说，如果我们得罪别的基督徒，我们要把自己的手或者脚砍下来，或者把我们的眼睛挖出来吗？
Of course, it's not. It's a Hebrew poetry. He is just overstating to make a point of how serious it is not to cause other Christians to sin.
当然不是这样的。这里面其实是希伯来的一种诗歌的形式，它只是用这个描述来强调。 我们要去不得罪我们的，不让我们其他的弟兄姐妹跌倒。
And that word there, hell, it's the word Gehenna. It's the place outside of Jerusalem where people would dump their garbage and where they would have sacrifices and it would continuously burn and burn and burn and have a strong stench.
这里不灭的火其实是在耶路撒冷有一个地方，大家都把那些垃圾扔在那边，然后那边一直有一个火在燃烧，这个火是一直的持续的燃烧。
Our Lord's words serve as a sober warning concerning the severity of causing other Christians to sin, which can lead to that place of burning and unquenchable fire.
所以这里耶稣就 提醒我们每一个人，如果我们得罪别的肢体的话，那有可能我们就会到这样一个燃烧的火里面，而且这个火是永远不灭的。
Now, of course, it doesn't mean that once we're Christians, as we are Christians, that we can lose our relationship and our peace with God. That's not what Jesus is saying.
当然，这里耶稣并不是说当我们成为基督徒以后，我们还有可能失去跟神之间的这样一个关系。
Because we'll get to verse 49 and 50, and it should and make sense what this hyperbole means.
因为等我们读到四十九节、五十节的时候，我们就会明白耶稣在这里面的意思。
So Jesus continues, explains about the eye and so forth, and then when we come to verse 49, he says this.
所以接着耶稣又讲了如果你的脚让你跌倒，包括如果你的眼睛让你跌倒，然后到再继续往后面。
For everyone who will be salted with fire, salt is good. But if the salt should lose its flavor, how can you make it salty? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with one another.
49节跟50节，因为必用火当盐腌个人，盐本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
So let's talk about this salt.
所以我们来谈谈这个盐的事情。
As we know, in Israel, Israel has the lowest point from the sea level, and that is in Dead Sea. I believe it's minus 200 some meters.
那么我们知道，在以色列这个地方，他们有那个海。地平线最低的一个地方就是在死海这样一个地方，它是低于海平面200米左右。
And Jesus was, most of his ministry was just a little bit north of that Dead Sea. Dead Sea, and then there's Galilee in the northern part of Israel.
那耶稣他的主要的施工都是在这个死海上面一点，就是北边一点的地方，就是在加利利这周围的一圈的地方。
The salt came from that Dead Sea.And it was not a pure kind of salt. It had impurities.
那当时呢，大家用的盐很多都是从这个死海里面来的。那这个盐呢，它是不太那个干净的，或者说不太纯的一个盐。
So in order for this salt to be used, they had to properly process it so that it can be tasted and it can be a preservative, salty.
所以为了让这个盐能够要能使用的话，要经过一些加工的工艺，让它能够变得纯洁，能够就是才有真的盐的味道可以用来被使用。
And if they did not correctly process this salt, it would be worse than useless.
如果那个盐没有正确的加工的话，那么这个盐最后就变得没有用，变得比没有用还一无所。
Because it would be unusable for food, for cooking, and it would create a problem of disposal. How do you get rid of this useless salt?
因为这个盐如果加工的不正确的话，不仅仅是不能够被使用，而且这个盐就又不能用，然后你还要想办法去就是把它扔掉，就是扔在什么地方。
See, when Jesus began his ministry, in his first sermon,He used salt to describe the character of his followers.
在耶稣刚刚开始他的施工的时候，他就用盐来举例子，他用盐来描述我们所有跟从耶稣基督的人应该有什么样的品质。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13, if you have your Bibles, Jesus said this, Matthew 5:13.
那么我们来看一下马太福音第五章的
He's teaching his followers. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled on by man.
马太福音五章十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用。
That was the first instance of Jesus using this picture of salt and Christians.
这个是圣经里面记载耶稣第一次用盐来做比喻。
Also, in the New Testament, there was a custom when the priests would offer their sacrifices and burn their sacrifices, they would sprinkle the altar with the salt.
那么在圣经里面记载，就是当时的传统，就是当他们要洁净的时候，就会 把盐撒在那个祭坛上面。
Also in the book of Numbers in the Old Testament.
然后在我们旧约的民数记里面。
Numbers 18:19, it talks about salt being used in making the covenant of peace.
民数记的十八章十九章就讲到盐可以用来做就是
make peace with other people.
可以就是跟别人就是之间能够祈求平安。
Verse 19, he says.Moses, I give to you and to your sons and daughters all the holy contributions that the Israelites present to the Lord as a perpetual statute. It is a perpetual covenant of salt before the Lord for you as well as your offspring. 18:19, Numbers
18:19.
The second part of verse 19.
凡以色列人所献给耶和华圣物中的祭，我都赐给你和你的儿女，当作永得的份。这是给你和你的后裔，在耶和华面前作为永远的言约。
I don't remember this verse, but I read the Old Testament.
就是我之前读旧约圣经的时候，我都不记得有这一。
So I've learned a lot about salt this last couple of weeks.
所以在过去几个星期，因为准备这个讲道，我学了很多关于盐的知识。
So salt was used to preserve, to give taste, to conserve the food.
所以盐是可以用来保存食物，可以用来让食物有味道。
But also salt was used in worship of the Lord God Yahweh.Ever since the Old Testament times.
那而且在旧约时候，我们就看到盐就用来，作为敬拜，用来敬拜神。
So what does verse 49 mean? For everyone will be salted with fire.
那么四十九节说必用火当盐腌个人，这里面是什么意思呢？
First possible interpretation is the salt in believers acts as the purifying fire of God's Holy Spirit.
那第一种解释就是盐就是像圣灵的火在我们每一个信徒的身上做洁净的工作。
It's based on Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13. Based on Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13.
这个是在利未记的二章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 2 verse 13.
利未记的二章十三节。
You are to season each of your grain offerings with salt, and you must not omit from your grain offerings the salt of the covenant with your God. You are to present salt with each of your offerings.
利未记二章十三节，凡献为素祭的供物都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可缺了你神立约的盐，一切的供物都要配盐而献。
So we can think of this as.That salt in Christians acts as purifying fire of God's Spirit.
所以我们可以想象，这个盐在我们基督徒的身上就是一个圣灵的火，用来洁净我们的一个人。
But second interpretation is that salt views believers as a sacrifice to God.
那第二种关于盐的解释就是说，盐是我们每个基督徒我们献上自己给神。
But understands the salt to represent purification by the fire of suffering and hardship.
那么这里面，当盐就像火来燃烧我们每一个人的时候，其实它代表的是我们每一个人所要经历的一些情况或者困境。
Which this suffering and hardship is related to how we as disciples of Jesus follow Him.
当我们去经历这些困难的时候，我们就像耶稣就是耶稣基督的门徒，我们来跟。
And how do we follow him? That we're willing to give up hand, foot, and eye. That's how costly it is to be a follower of Jesus.
那我们怎样来跟从耶稣基督呢？就是我们甚至连我们的手脚或者眼睛都可以放弃，这就是我们做耶稣基督门徒的。
In other words, we must be willing to give up anything for the sake of Jesus Christ.
那也就是说，为了耶稣基督的缘故，我们可以放弃所有的一切。
So probably the second interpretation is more clear because it relates to the context of getting rid of hand, foot, and eye.
那可能关于盐的第二种解释，在我们今天读的这一段经文里面就更恰当一些，因为这里面提到手、脚和眼睛的事情，提到我们要牺牲。
So how can we as Christians lose saltiness in our life?
那我们作为基督徒，我们怎么样会失去我们生命当中的盐味呢？
In other words, how can we lose our effectiveness in being a godly, Christ-centered witness to fellow Christians and to the lost people?
那也就是说，我们作为一个基督徒，作为一个得救的人，怎样会失去我们在就是做基督徒的这样一个能力，或者说去过一个以神为中心的生活。
Three weeks ago when I was here, we studied Mark chapter 8, and remember we talked about what it means to follow Jesus, 8:34, Mark chapter 8, verse 34.
那在三个星期前，我星期天的时候也跟大家一起分享了马可福音的第八章，那么当时讲到第八章的三十。
Jesus said, if anyone wants to be my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
34节就讲到，八章的34节就讲到，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Basically, that means a life surrendering to God.
也就是说，我们要放弃自己的生命，完全的。
A life of total dependence on him.
完全的去。
Even if it's a life of suffering and hardship.
即使我们代表着我们生命可能会经历很多的苦难。
I was so blessed to hear the news this morning that there will be Carolyn's parents being baptized later on.
那今天早上我听到很好的消息，就是一家的父母亲今天要受洗。
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
那今天我们有三位弟兄姐妹都要受洗。
Yeah. As you're being baptized, the Lord Jesus is calling you to be the salt of the earth.
那当我们受洗的时候，神就呼召我们去成为这个地上的盐。
He'll be calling you to a covenantal peace relationship with him and with fellow Christians.
那当我们受洗以后，我们就与神立一个约，我们要与神恢复到很好的关系，我们要与所有的基督徒恢复到一个很好的关系。
He'll be calling you to follow him no matter what.
他会呼召我们去跟从他，不管我们经历怎样的事情。
This uncle of mine in Guangzhou that I told you earlier, I hope and trust that one day he will trust Jesus and be baptized.
所以我在广州的这一位叔叔，我也希望有一天他能够把自己的生命交给主耶稣，能够去完全的相信主耶稣。
And as these three brothers and sisters, as you're going back to your home country, you're going back with a mission and commission.Be the disciple of Jesus Christ.
那当我们今天受洗以后，或者我们可能要回国，那回国以后，我们有一个使命，就是我们要继续的做耶稣的门徒。
For everyone will be salted with fire, verse 49.
49节说，你们必用火当盐来腌每个人。
So salt is good, but if the salt should lose its flavor, how can you make it salty?
盐本是好的，但是如果盐失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？
Some of us can lose salt at any moment. Some of us maybe have been saltless the last few days, weeks.
所以我们每一个人就像盐一样，有可能会失去这个味道，或者可能过去几个星期当中，我们正经历这样的事情，我们就像一个没有味道的盐。
I know I've been saltless the last couple days.
那我知道过去几天我就像一个没有味道的盐。
I repented last night and thank God is on the path to restore and to encourage me.
那昨天晚上我也来到神的面前，我向神悔改，所以我相信神也再一次的恢复。
I've been mean to my family and I've not been Christ-like to my family.
前面几天的话，我对我的家人比较mean，就是不太友好，就是得罪了神。
So verse 50b, have salt among yourselves and be at peace with one another. How can that happen?
五十节的下半节就说，你们里面应当有盐。
I wrote down four things. Application. Ask God for grace and wisdom on how to relate to young believers and especially to children.
那我们怎么样才能有言彼此和睦呢？我自己写了四点的应用。第一点就是我们对于年轻的基督徒，我们要学会怎样去爱护他们。
I would like to encourage you when you see younger ones and children running around here or the church.Loving them, get to know at least one child for a week.
所以当你看到我们教会里面有小孩子，很年轻的一些基督徒，他们在教会里面跑来跑去的时候，我鼓励你们去跟他们打招呼，去跟他们认识。我给你们一个挑战，就是能不能每一个星期去认识我们教会里面的一个小孩子。
We have 70 children from birth to fifth grade.
我们从刚出生的到五年级的小孩子，教会里面一共加起来有七十几位。
Second, let Jesus Christ put you through refiner's fire to cleanse you from any impurities.
第二个应用就是让主耶稣再一次让我们经历火的洁净，去除我们里面所有的不洁净。
That's where the concept of repentance come from.To turn away from disobedience and ungodliness and making that change to follow Christ and to do what His Word teaches us.
那这其实就是圣经里面所提的悔改的意思。悔改就是其实我们从一个不洁净的生活转向以神为中心的这样一个生活。
I'm not talking about salvation, being born again. It's for those who are Christians. We still fall into temptation and sin.But we must repent.
所以拯救就是说，当我们还不是基督徒的时候，我们陷在罪中，但是我们转向神，我们透过悔改，我们就转向神。
If we offended a fellow Christian, a fellow brother or sister, and the Spirit tells you in your heart you caused him to stumble, repent and go make it right with that person.
如果我们曾经得罪了一个基督徒的弟兄姐妹，让他们跌倒，那么圣经告诉我们说，我们要去跟他们和好，我们要悔改，我们要去跟他们和好。
Because Christ has forgiven us, Amen.
因为耶稣基督他赦免了我们每一个人。
Because He died on the cross for our sin and rose again on the third day.
因为他为我们每一个人的罪在十字架上钉死，然后第三天复活。
That's why we'll be taking the Lord's Supper in a few minutes.
所以这也是今天过几分钟我们要。
And in fact, every time when we take the Lord's Supper, it's another opportunity to restore our covenantal relationship with God the Father.
当我们每次领主餐的时候，其实就是给我们一个机会，再次的去恢复我们跟神所立的约。
So we must always remember cross, suffering, and Christ's resurrection, and His ultimate return.
所以我们每次领主餐的时候，就要想到耶稣所经历的痛苦。他在十字架上钉死复活，还有提醒我们耶稣要再来。
Third application: Be willing to give up anything for Christ's sake.
那第三个应用的话，就是为了耶稣基督的缘故，我们愿意放弃任何的事情。
And the fourth one: Be preservatives, be salty, and preserve peace among the body of Christ.
那第四个应用的话，就是我们像盐一样，我们要有这样一个保存的功用，我们去。在基督徒中间能够保持彼此的和睦。
Especially when you and I attempted to say something that you know will be offensive to another Christian, whether young in faith or younger in age, better not say publicly. Go one and one. and try to resolve it.
就是当我们要跟一个年轻的基督徒，不管是他的年龄很小，或者说他信主的时间还不长，但我们知道我们要讲的东西一定会让他生气或者跌倒的话，那么我们就不要在公众场合跟他讲，应该找一个私下的场合来跟他讲。
Let us remember that we are loved by God the Father.
我们要记得，我们每一个人都是被神所爱的。
That he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ who gave his life for us.
因着他神的这样一个爱，他把他的独生子派到世上为我们每一个人。
None of us were worthy of his love.
我们每一个人都不配得神的爱。
We did not deserve his forgiveness nor his kindness.
我们也不配得神的恩典。
We still don't deserve it.
我们今天还是不配得这样的恩典。
But because God is love,
但是因为神就是爱。
He chooses to love us.
所以他选择爱我们每一个人。
And he gives us his gift of grace in Jesus Christ.
他就把他的恩典透过耶稣基督赐给我们每一个人。
So that we can be salty and so that we can be at peace with fellow people, fellow Christians, and especially with the lost people.
所以他就让我们能够成为盐，我们能够跟弟兄姐妹彼此和睦，我们也能够跟那些失丧的人。
Let us take this warning of not causing little ones to stumble very seriously.
所以希望我们每一个人把这样一个不要让信耶稣的任何一个小子跌倒的这样一个提醒都很认真的来对待。
May Christ help us.
愿耶稣基督帮助每一个人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, forgive us when we have sinned against you and against other Christians.
那天父，当我们犯罪得罪你和得罪弟兄姐妹的时候，求你来赦免我们。
Search our hearts.
求你来检查我们的心。
Purify and cleanse us by the shed blood of your Son Jesus.
透过耶稣基督的宝血来洁净我们每一个人。
May we stand pure and holy before you because we claim the promises of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we know that the Spirit, your Spirit lives in us. So if we have lost our saltiness, grant us saltiness again so that we may be at peace with one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.